Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
After Dark, a podcast about the CW's Riverdale. It's been wandering through the dark for ever so long, but is popping its head out of a hole and just kind of looking out of that hole and being like, oh, is there a little light there? I want to see that light. What's going on with that light? I'm Alex.
When you walk in the darkness as long as we do, any little sparkle seems like something to turn on the old mics and talk about. Well, in this case, we've got a little bit of sparkle to talk about, and so we're going to. Anything to relieve the darkness. I'm Justin.
I'm Pete. Why are we here? What are we doing?
We are back very briefly, even though Riverdale is not returning to January 2021. One, because we were talking and we were already recording some other podcasts. We do a bunch of other podcasts. We figured take a little time, talk about Riverdale, one of my favorite subjects to talk about in the entire world.
Oh, yeah.
Pete, you sound like it's not one of your favorite subjects.
What, are you down on Riverdale now? What happened?
No, man, no, it's just, it's so far away, you know, it's hard to get pumped about something that's like, will we even make it to 21? I mean, I hope we do, but, you know.
Pete, you are like 4 years away from retiring, and that's a long ways away, but eventually it's going to be here.
We get to retire in 4 years?
Yeah, you are, Pete, you're one day from retirement, and you said, one last podcast before I go, right?
That's right. Then I hang up my badge and my gun.
Nice.
It's weird that they require you to have a gun for podcasts, but what are you going to do, you know? You got to follow tradition.
That badge is just a piece of paper with badge written on it.
Yeah, it is.
So to give you all who are listening the general rundown of what's going on, as we mentioned, it's technically not returning until January 2021. As of today, the pre-production has opened for Riverdale, which is very exciting. That's a good, obviously, step forward towards actually getting the production started. I believe they're supposed to either officially start production or officially start filming around September 14th and go from there. Also to kind of lay some ground there. They've already filmed the most of the first episode, which is the prom episode, which is was originally episode 20, is now going to be episode 1 of season 5. And then they've written or had written episode 21 and 22, which are now going to be episode 2 and 3 of season 5, and are kind of rolling from there. There's been a lot of changes behind the scene that maybe we're going to get to, because a bunch of you sent in tweets and questions and thoughts and other things like that.
Well, one thing I'm worried about, if I can jump in real quick, is...
Please do.
Because they...
You're in L.A. right now reporting live. Like, give us
that's
the
true.
Beat.
I
like,
am
come
a
reporter. Come on, man.
Well, they filmed this.
I believe Madeline Petch is in the next room,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's definitely right. Yeah, I'm just, I am staying right next door to her. Don't tell her. It's a secret.
Dude, don't ruin your marriage. What the fuck are you doing?
No, so
what are you talking about, Pete? It's not about ruining his marriage. It's about spying on her scripts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
exactly, to get the scoops that we so desperately need.
But
just
put a glass up to the door, you'll hear everything.
Yeah, it's hard to hear reading, I'll tell you that much.
You can do it.
She reads out loud, right?
Yeah, like most people.
She still sounds out her words.
Anytime I'm reading a book, I'm always saying the words I'm reading as loud as possible, no matter where I am.
That's how you read.
A quiet park bench, an airplane. What I was going to say is, because of the way the schedule works with matching up this prom episode with the other two, a lot of people, I feel like, are worried about the continuity being preserved. And I, for one, am worried that when they come back and Hiram Lodge is somehow even more jacked, like, will everyone be able to follow that it's the same Hiram who is jacked before, and now he's somehow more jacked?
Yeah, they didn't film the end of the prom episode, so I think it's going to be a thing where it'd be like, and prom king, of course, and then they cut to everybody's expectant faces, and they cut back to him, and he is twice the size that he was in the previous scene.
Just heaving a torn dress shirt all over his body. I'm the villain, maybe.
Yeah. And I want to announce the Proud King, I want to talk about how bummed I was that Katie Keene wasn't picked up, so I can't be on that show now. Prom King is Jughead. I don't know why. Probably makes sense.
I mean, he survived from his death, so that's going to give it up for him. Prom King.
Yeah. He's the real protector. This is a Buffy reference. Anyway, don't worry about it.
So that's the general rundown of what's going to happen. Obviously, they're going to need to quarantine for 2 weeks. A lot of it depends on Vancouver production is just opened up, so they got to see how everything goes. But hopefully, they should start filming and get into episodes. And because of that, they've already started casting for some stuff. And now I'm going to put a little grain of salt on this before we get into this part.
So
and
flavorful. Also mention, as I'm going to put a little before, paprika on it.
Oh, okay. Pete, what are you going to put on it?
Barbecue sauce.
That's going to overwhelm the flavors.
Hey, you fuck yourself, man. Don't talk about barbecue sauce like that.
Hey, you fuck yourself.
As mentioned, bunch of tweets that I have not looked through at all that we're going to read through after we talk about this. But the big thing that came out today that kind of spurred on this taping is a site called That Hashtag Show posted up what they say are a bunch of casting breakdowns. Now, I'm going to put a grain of salt here because, and I'm going to put this out up front without specifying which, other than one of these, I haven't been able to independently confirm them. One of these casting breakdowns I've been able to independently confirm.
Hold on a second, Alex. Are you saying, we're journalists, we've established for many years, integrity.
Nope.
Are we risking sacrificing our journalistic integrity to become some Riverdale gossip rag?
Some sort of dark Riverdale register?
Yes, exactly. Like, what about this show has rubbed off on us to make us obsessed with rumors and just made up gossip?
Yeah, tell us what the true one is, man. Come on.
I'm absolutely not going to tell you what the true one is. But I am going to read through these casting breakdowns because I do think
they're
interesting.
Wait, so you're just
going
to say one of them's true and you're not going to tell us which one is true?
It's like two truths and a lie. I think the listeners can kind of guess which one. Right. I'm not saying the other ones are lies because I just haven't been able to confirm them. There's only one that I have been able to independently confirm.
Okay.
Ooh. How about that?
All right. I think there me and Justin will be able to tell.
Well, how about that? Why don't you guess?
Yes, why don't we guess?
And if you guess, I can tell you you are correct.
All right.
That's okay. Nice.
There we go. Because there's a bunch of them. So this
Cole is Sprouse again, is Jughead.
No, you guessed it. There you go. Casting breakdown. That's how they work. So the first one is a really interesting one. This is, and you guys might recognize this name, Chad Gecko, male, 20s, white. Chad is Veronica's controlling and neurotic husband,
what?
Who works on Wall Street. Though charming, his failed Ponzi scheme and shady deals with Hiram reveal his moral duplicity, putting Chad's life in danger. Recurring guest star. Pete, you okay right now?
Yeah.
Great. All right. You just said what very loudly. So.
Well, like, Veronica's married at the end of prom?
Yep, that's how prom works.
No, so, okay, so there's the first three episodes.
Marries Gordon Gekko?
Hold on. There's
no, it's
prom
the Geico
is
Gecko.
The season premiere. He's the Geico Gecko. and he wants to make sure you have a good deal on your insurance. There's the prom episode. The second episode back, we don't know what it is. It's probably like figuring out the mystery of the tapes, probably. The third episode is the graduation episode, and either at the end of that episode or the next episode, there was an around 5-year time jump.
Remember?
Where everybody seemingly has left Riverdale. Mostly everybody has left Riverdale. And they start to get back together.
The fucked up thing, though, is like we jump forward 5 years, too, in our lives.
Yeah.
So that's right. Going to
so
be
Pete,
really...
you're already retired at that point.
Yeah, oh, congratulations.
Man. I'm getting too old for this shit.
At that time, you will have been too old for this shit for quite a while.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing about Chad Gecko, I don't know if you guys recognize the name, but he was a character on Katie Keene. He was played by Reed Prebenda. He showed up in, I want to say, 2 or 3 episodes, something like that.
Who was
the dude that he was the dude working with Pepper. He was the Wall Street guy who got super high and then cleaned up later on and helped her out starting the Pepper plant.
Yeah.
But weird that they're trying to cast it again to me, if this is true.
Yes, it is a little weird. It is funny, Gordon Gekko being the perhaps reference there from Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Wall Street Money Never Sleeps, obviously.
Yes, the second one.
The second one. That's the thing about money. And yeah, I don't know. I guess because Katie Keene is sort of over with, it makes sense. And it's like a different show altogether. Maybe they're just like, well, we're going to do it our way.
Yes. And so if that one is... Oh, go ahead, Pete.
And then when Katie Keene gets picked back up and starts up again, it'll be a fun little tie-in.
Nah, man, it's dead.
No, don't say
it. It had until July 31st to get picked up again, and it's not picked up.
Unless it gets picked – what if it gets picked up with a 100-year time jump?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And it's like Tron, like the movie
Guys,
Tron.
Guys, I hear Quibi's looking for a new shit. You know, maybe Quibi will get on it.
Did you hear that? You heard that about Quibi? Did you hear that from Quibi herself?
Yeah.
Quibi is in the next room right now, right?
Yep.
To you, Pete, and you put a glass to the door.
Mm-hmm. I hear her talking.
Interesting. That said, I will say I believe we predicted this on the last episode of Riverdale that Veronica would potentially get married to make it really complicated. She would come back or be engaged or something like that. So whether that's true or not, certainly fits and I think makes sense. Next one up, another little romance shakeup here. Jessica, female 20s, open ethnicity, a train wreckery hipster. Jessica is Jughead's live-in girlfriend. Jessica makes no secret of the fact that she's done with the relationship since she can see that she's not as important to him as the book he's not writing. Recurring guest star.
Woof.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So I guess it's her name's Jessica?
Yes.
So I guess the real ship is Jughead.
Wait. Oh, because Jughead?
Jughead?
Jughead. There you go. That's not a good name.
No.
Yeah, that's
Jughica.
I don't like this news, and I don't want it to be the true one.
That's crazy, Pete, because isn't Jughead with Betty?
Yeah. Always.
I don't know if you remember what happened. It seems like there's been a lot of time that's passed since Riverdale.
Well, tell me,
Pete,
Hoppy.
Maybe you forgot. Here's what Hoppy's. There was remember the origin of love, where we saw Archie and Betty fall in love.
Yeah, that was awful.
In that moment.
That was just a young fling.
It seems like there were some repercussions there, perhaps with a breakup. I don't want to read too much into this casting breakdown. But if you have a live-in girlfriend and her name is Jessica, maybe it's not Betty.
I will mention, not to jump ahead too much, but if these casting breakdowns are real, there's a husband for Veronica, there's a girlfriend for Jughead, but no significant others for Betty and Archie. Which is pretty interesting if you think about it.
You know what's going to be interesting is if this show, when this show comes back, and if they fucking ruin the amazing relationship of Betty and Jughead, I'm going to have a hard time with it. Hard time.
Well,
interesting.
Can't wait to experience that soon.
All right, here's the next couple of ones. These are all smaller characters that relate to Archie. One of them, Eric Jackson, male, 20s, open ethnicity, a veteran who lost his leg and suffered third-degree burns while fighting in the Army with Archie. Ironically, Eric joins Archie to help run the fire department in Riverdale.
Oh my God.
Is still dealing with his own trauma, which leads him into a darker place. Actors who are leg amputees are encouraged to submit recurring guest star. And I'll just read these other two. Because, again, they're also related to Archie. A bus driver, male, 40s, any ethnicity, drives the bus Archie takes out of the Army, takes his job seriously, but still pulls over when Archie's friends want to give a final goodbye. And Officer Bradshaw, male, 30s, any ethnicity, works the Army recruitment table at Riverdale High, happily gives Archie information about the Army, but stresses the seriousness of the commitment.
Wait, so Archie's going to be a firefighter, a bus driver, and then he's going to join the Army?
No,
he's going to be friends with a bus driver. He only has two of those three jobs. Don't be ridiculous, Pete.
Oh, yeah. I'm ridiculous. Fuck you. You know he's going to be doing all those jobs.
What if Archie, you got on a bus and Archie was driving it?
I would get
talk
off.
About a nightmare.
Jesus. Him running the fire department? He's going to try to punch some fires.
Yeah. He probably thinks that the fire department makes fires.
He's probably like, I got a fire on my head. I can run the fire department.
Exactly. He is the fire department. He's got fire everywhere.
So there you go. There's a couple of other casting breakdowns that I haven't. Maybe they were in the video that these folks posted or something like that, that we'll get to in a moment in the comments. But those are the main ones in the post right now. Should we move on with some comments or do you guys want to guess which one you think is real?
I'm hoping it's I think the real one is the first one you said. That's the truth.
The Chad Gecko.
Veronica's husband, yeah. Chad Gecko?
Yeah.
Okay. And Justin, what's your guess?
Well, I was going to guess that one too, but instead I'll guess Jessica.
Neither of those are the ones that I've been able to confirm.
Would you confirm the bus driver? The electrifying cast?
You had one guess. You had one guess, and we're done. And now we're going to move on with the question.
Wow. Can I guess again?
That's a good question.
Do you understand what the phrase one guess means, Pete?
Nope. Okay. I think it's pretty clear what he means. I think we each get one more guess.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We get one more each.
All right, that's not how that works. So I'm going to run through these again. I haven't really previewed them, so
maybe is it the firefighter?
So we covered some of this stuff already. Ginblet says theories for what's up with Charles and Chick, the true heroes of Riverdale.
Well, I'm not going to trust that. You came at us wrong, bro.
Lady, actually, I think this is a woman,
and I do think that that. Ginblet came at us exactly right. We know them as the true heroes of Riverdale, despite the fact that they are the true villains of this previous season and maybe the ones behind the videotapes.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the obvious thing. I've thought a lot about your theory, Justin. I believe it was your theory where you talked about like Jelly Bean and the other kids maybe being behind the videotapes.
Yes.
Potentially goaded on by Charles and Chick or something like that. I think that would be pretty cool. We're probably going to... Go ahead.
I love that theory because Jelly Bean was sort of around sort of too much for what happened to her in this season. So it feels like they were keeping her around for some purpose. It plays into sort of so much of the cultiness that follows the show throughout the seasons. If Charles and Chick are leading these children to do these fucked up things, and we need some number of kids to play the Archie characters in the videos that we've already seen.
Yeah, but the problem with that theory is young kids and VHS don't add up.
Well, that's where you get Charles and Chick.
Yeah, TikTok is also, I believe, originally on VHS, and then they upload it to the internet. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Pete?
No.
Oh, Justin. No. Yeah.
That is correct, Alex. And I think TikTok's going to play into this, but it's going to be called Chick Chuck.
My God.
Chicken Charles's videotape
version. Good Riverdale name. This is from Ryan Hensela, maybe number one Shoney fan on the internet. Talk about what you think will happen with Shoney in season 5. So last time we talked, all the stuff that went down with Vanessa Morgan hadn't necessarily gone down. In case you aren't familiar, when you're listening, she was pretty vocal about the pay disparity on the show, the representation on the show. And Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa, the showrunner, came out and said, hey, she's absolutely right. We've already had conversations about this. We're going to do better in season 5. Nice. By Tony. I know Tony is only one half of Shoni, but it certainly seems like, based on his comments, that things are going to be a little different in terms of those two characters as we go forward. So any particular theories or thoughts or things you want to see?
That's super exciting because they're a very underused, amazing character. I'm very excited to see what happens with more Shoni. And I think there's a lot of different ways it can go. I really just hope it kind of deals with not only her kind of like how she's doing in Riverdale, but also really kind of talking more about their relationship, because it is magic on screen.
I'm curious with the time jump. Like, are they, it feels like they're still going to be together. Like, how has their dynamic changed? Because throughout the course of their relationship, they've been in all sorts of different places, going in different directions, always coming back together. Like, I feel like we need to see a change in every, all the characters. That's the point of maybe the time dash. So what is their change going to be?
Well, and I think not to get too gossip Maggie about it, but something that is going to change, it's pretty significantly, is Vanessa Morgan is pregnant in real life. And I believe she's due in January. So either they're going to go like the Scandal route, where she's standing behind a lamp in every single scene in order to hide her, or the thing that I would love to see, I've been pretty against babies on the show from the start. I think just like, let them be teens, let them do the Riverdale thing. But if you can, just to very dumbly break it down, they've mostly filmed prom. So whatever she's done, maybe just finish off her scenes in that. Maybe keep her out of the next episode. The third episode, the graduation episode, put her in a graduation robe. And then after the time jump, have her be pregnant. Have her be pregnant, Tony. You know, I think like that would be awesome, and I would love to see that.
That's fun, yeah. And what a great thing for them to do. There's been, you know, so much of their stories around like this doll. There's like the brothers,
the babies,
like,
they've been taking care of babies on the show anyway.
Taking care of babies, mm-hmm. put a real baby in there. Yeah, not a floating one.
It'll probably float anyway. This from Nancy River Drew. I'm going to get to the comment in a second. I guess this was something again from the video, another casting thing potentially. Old Man Dreyfus, male, 60s, open ethnicity, a rural hermit. You guys are going to love this one. He is a lonely, paranoid old man who lives alone on an isolated farm. He knows quite a bit about the Mothman legend. After agreeing to talk to Jughead, he reminisces darkly about the time all of his friends were abducted by aliens never to be seen again. He stayed on his tumble-down farm all these decades, hoping to be scooped up into the sky and be reunited with his long-lost buddies, guest star. And Nancy River Drew says, what would aliens mean for this ridiculous town? Laughing, crying emoji face.
Wow. That's wow. Wild. Aliens feels like something Riverdale wouldn't do. So I'd be curious if they go that way. Maybe as a standalone episode. I think the aliens would be like us watching the show. It would be just like other humans just like hanging out. They would go up and just be us in space.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pete.
How would they not do aliens? They've had so many crazy things. Why wouldn't aliens be the next heightened kind of thing? Why not?
It feels it feels separate. It feels like a couple shows away from Riverdale.
No, it's topical. I mean, aliens are real. They've already been, you know, we've seen the proof now. So put them in TV.
What I could see is not put them on. Yeah, I would love to see if somebody could do a TV show or movie about aliens. I think that'd be great. I would love to see that at some point in my lifetime. I haven't seen it yet, but that would be very cool. I can see it if it's like, if Jughead is really a failed novelist, as we speculated, back months ago at this point, and he's just kind of ran through his Gargoyle King, ran through his Jason Blossom murder, writing about all of his friends and run out of ideas. And if he is chasing things like Mothman and Slenderman and whatever else in all these urban legends and not coming up with anything, I think that you got to make it personal in some way. There's got to be a twist there. Yeah. So if it starts with Mothman, it's nothing and it sounds crazy, but he does actually uncover something that is very personal and is wild in the same way, that would feel very Riverdale to me.
Like solving the mystery of why he and Betty break up?
Oh my God, stop it.
I mean, that's not much of a mystery. It's because of a certain firefighter.
Oh my God.
That is going to spark a flame instead of put one out.
They call him the Red Yeti, and he's running wild around this town.
A couple of others here. I'm just kind of scanning through. Yvonne says, Sabrina and Archie romance in the future. What do you think? So also, since we last taped, Sabrina is wrapping up with part 4. So those characters will potentially be available to move over to Riverdale if they want to do that. What do you think? That's obviously happening in the comics. Do you think they'll move Sabrina over to Riverdale or any of those characters?
I don't think so. I love the comics with Sabrina and Archie dating. I think there's an age difference. It's a little weird, I feel like, between Sabrina and Archie. And maybe it's not on paper, but it just feels like Sabrina and her crew are a bit younger. They've certainly seen less, even though they've been to hell. I feel like the Riverdale characters are much more like scarred from all the shit they've had to go through. So I do think it'd be a little bit weird. And I feel like keep it separate. Like if Riverdale ever tips fully into like magic occult, I feel like it'll be similar to the Alien thing. It'll be a different show.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think, Sabrina's a lot of fun. If they did do a fun crossover, I think it would be just like one episode or a couple laps. I think it would just be like a fun kind of thing. If they wanted to kind of break up maybe what was happening. But yeah, I wouldn't rule it out because I think Sabrina's a great show, and they both kind of can be over the top in a fun way. So why not kind of make some people happy and bring those worlds together for a little bit?
Yeah, I think similar to what they did in the comics, there's a way of bringing in Sabrina characters, but being very kind of cagey about the magic of it all without being explicit. And with Sabrina being either ending on its own terms or being canceled, depending on who you want to believe, and Katie Keene being canceled, there's a wealth of characters out there they can bring in that I would love to see again. I still want to see Ambrose and Kevin mix it up and maybe go on a date. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see what happens. And, you know, bring in the ants. Just have the ants stop by and Tilda and Zelda just for a little bit.
Oh, I thought you meant like the insect ants. And I was like, oh, what a weird way to end that, Alex.
I have a literal ant invasion in my house right now, which is very disturbing. Aww. So I would never talk about
that. What kind of ants? Tiny ones or big ones or red ones?
Teeny tiny ones that are like the strongest, hardest ants I've ever seen in my life. Like, I just put a tissue on them, and I rub them on the floor for a minute, and then they're like, I'm fine, and crawl away.
Yeah, you woke up, and they were carrying your bed out into the street, right?
They married my wife. It's terrible.
That's Brooklyn hard ants right there.
Yeah, those ants go hard in Brooklyn, dude.
Yeah,
they put on human clothes.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up, and they're like, hey, how you doing?
Who ordered this pizza?
Like this, folded like this.
Yeah.
Summer W613 says, do you think Betty will ever hype up her style or should be prepared for the next future seasons of Kitty sweaters? You guys are fashion experts. What's your take on this?
Fashionistas. I think the characters in the time jump are going to change a lot, and we're going to see some different looks on a lot of them.
I say go nuts, man. Let's get some poodle skirts, you know, just really just fucking kitty sweaters. Do it up, man. Let's get some ugly Christmas sweaters. Whatever they want to do, man. The show's insane. It's going to be turned up to 11. It's going to be the apocalypse. Who knows?
You sound like the drunk guy at the end of the party describing the party. You're like, it's crazy, man. There's four-wheelers. There's a bunch of zoo animals running around. Everyone's got top hats on. So let's get nuts.
So this is kind of an interesting question to talk about. Shoni Madnessa says, will we have hot Shoni at season 5? This is a big question everybody has had, given coronavirus is still going on and they're filming anyway. There's been a lot of discussion about intimate scenes, whether we're going to have kissing, whether we're going to have sex scenes on any show whatsoever. I'm pretty doubtful of it. I think we're going to have like very, very sparse scenes, if anything like that, but that's almost part of the DNA of a show like Riverdale. Do you think they can go forward without having racy sex scenes, the things that get people talking throughout the past previous 4 seasons?
Well, I mean, this show does a lot of that with dance sequences. It doesn't have to be like actual sex to do that, I think. And I also think if they, I don't know what they're doing, because if they like really bubble the cast and keep everything really isolated, I think it, depending on how it works legally, they can, if the actors agree, do whatever. They can go back mm-hmm. to sort of normal production, I would think.
Yeah, I know Justin's the classically trained asshole here, but I have some other actor friends of mine, and they are quarantining, and their scripts, like, they're just kind of doing Zoom kisses where they're kissing the side of the screen, knowing that when things kind of get opened up and cleared, that that will be a part of it again.
So maybe they'll just kiss the screen. They'll just kiss the cam.
Screen kissing.
I mean, I will say, as far as I know, they are quarantining everybody for 14 days with the Warner Brothers productions. Even the guest stars, even the recurring people, everybody is doing the 2-week quarantine period before they even come on set and interact with anybody, as well as, I assume, extensive testing. So to your point, Justin, they could do it, but it probably a lot of it depends on the comfort of the actors.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Again, I don't think, like, I think they'll do it if they can, but we'll see.
Just like everybody.
This is from Nick Knack, specifically about the casting stuff. What do you think the chances are that since Veronica is going to be married not to Archie and Jughead is dating Jessica, that Betty and Archie are together? Betty hasn't been mentioned much in terms of where she's at after the time jump, and everyone else has for the most part. Again, if these casting postings are true or not, grain of salt. But what do you think? Betty and Archie together, single? What's going on? What's the haps? What hoppies?
At the risk of letting
you like to say that?
I love saying it. What hoppies? It's my catchphrase.
I say that all the time at work, to anybody, important speeches. at the risk of letting my journalistic mask slip any further, I think Archie's on. And I think the Bughead had its time. Everybody gets to ride the roller coaster, baby, and it's Archie's time.
I don't want to get on that roller coaster. They have teased
look
us.
Look down, Pete. You're on it. The bar just closed, and it's starting to go up the big old hump.
I'm going to scream and fight the whole way down then, but I don't know. I just feel like, yes, that's what the comics did. That's as you like to bring up, Justin. But like, they found something really nice, and the chemistry of those two is really fantastic. And it's been such a nice staple in this crazy show that if they really change that, it's not going to make it as enjoyable. They're going to lose something if they lose that relationship.
I think, again, if this stuff is true, I think they're going to be single, but the path is going to be finally clear for Archie, is what's going on. Because Jughead,
after 5 years, they're 5 years being like, all right, this path is clear.
Maybe they dated other people. I think it sounds like maybe Archie went into the army instead of the navy. I would have said he was dating the sea, but probably not the land in this case. And Betty's probably been dating the FBI or something like that. I don't know. I think they're going to all get back to Riverdale, find that Jughead is in a relationship that is bad, mind you, and Veronica is in a relationship that is bad. And even though Jughead and Veronica probably want out of their relationships, Betty and Archie are single, so they can finally deal with, okay, we're adults, we're single, should we try this? There's nothing standing in our way.
Except for one man, Pete LePage.
And, oh, there's a lot of people who agree with me. I'm not the one man on this.
Let these characters live their own lives. Let them live and let them kiss and however they want to kiss.
Pete, are you, I know we just talked about the whole quarantining for 14 days thing. Are you going to ignore the guidelines and just run onto set between KJ Apa and Lily Reinhart to stop them from kissing?
If I have to, I will.
Just cough right in their faces?
Oh, no, I'm not that kind of douche.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, guys.
Just
like lick the stuff in the trailers a little bit then? Is that what you're thinking?
No. I'm just going to kind of run onto set and just be like, what are you doing? And then I'll get carried away.
You're gonna kidnap KJ Apa and show up with dyed red hair and be like, I'm KJ Apa here to do Archie stuff. No one's going to notice.
Yeah, I'll be like, in 5 years, he really grew out his beer gut.
A couple of other ones here before we start to wrap up. Sam FIFA Brit says, what do you think will happen to the main characters during the 4-year time jump? Which we kind of covered. But in a similar vein, what event do you think could bring them all back to and keep them in Riverdale?
That's a good question. What do you think?
I mean, we touched on the Mothman thing a little bit, but what is the mystery? What is the thing that brings them all back together?
I think they all get a job working for the census, and they got to go door to door and find out how many people live in this town. You know, like, why are there so many weird buildings for the number of people that live here?
Well, this is sort of sad, but if they keep following up on the Hiram storyline, he's sick. Could be the Hiram's death brings them all back.
Oof.
It could be something a little more like a class reunion and they all decide to stay, sort of like to Riverdale and back, if you remember that little gemstone. It may be something with Jughead. That would sort of track a little bit because with their sort of the mystery team, and if he calls them back and is like, don't you see this? We have to do this. And it's like, Jughead seems a little like he's lost it a bit. His mystery probably isn't real, but let's stay here and try to help him.
And that's sweet.
And then as the season goes on, they slowly get more and more involved. And it turns out whatever it is, if it is like the Mothman or whatever, that does become real and they have to do that.
Get the band back together.
Just to jump ahead to another question, Princess Alicia 1233 says, does anyone die in season 5? And I feel like that is the easiest way to get everybody back together that makes the most sense for Riverdale is there is a murder. They all come back for the funeral and then they have to figure out what happened, you know?
But who?
What you mean to say Wahhabi?
Oh, yeah. What about Alice?
Could be, but Alice was one of the adults that was like definitely sticking around.
Yeah. And they're not going to kill off
FP?
FP or Hermione necessarily. And Hiram is sticking around. So I don't know. Dr. Curdle Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
He dies. Everybody comes back together to honor him.
How about this? But then who will bury? Who will pull through the morgue stuff?
Bodies everywhere.
This is extra sad. But what about Pop?
Oh. Man, that would be sad. Somebody kills Pop, cooks him into burgers, serves him to Jughead. Jughead eats him, and he realizes it's Pop.
Oh, come on,
is that what
dude.
You're saying? Oh, my God, that would be terrible. I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, I can't believe you thought that, Pete, and then said it.
None of that happened, but that would really suck, and I hope that doesn't come true. Don't put shit like that out there.
Sorry. All right. We got two more tweets here to read through. Adore Lily X Cole says, are you looking forward to seeing some Bughead exes to lovers and angst if they do break up? And also, we are really hoping for Tony backstory. So what are we hoping to see for her? Great question. There was a lot of talk about Tony's family in the prom episode. Vanessa Morgan kind of played that doubt a little bit and said it's not as really as big as people think. But I just want to see her, like, I don't even need a backstory. I just need a story.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see her. Yeah.
I agree. I would rather not a backstory. I feel like backstory is just exposition. I just want to have her have something to do that is her thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite things from the last season that they didn't play up enough was having Tony as Betty's sort of spy on the inside, like her person on the street, you know, and that's fun. Like, Tony as a photographer, have her do that. Have her be going around and getting information for everybody on this stuff, separate from Cheryl. That gives her a purpose. That gives her a reason to do things. Makes her fun and separate from everybody else.
Yeah.
And I think we got one more question here just to wrap up. This one is from Ketchup Man. He says, why does Pete think he's too good for the intro?
What? Ooh, I like how you saved that from the end. First off, what's up, Ketchup Man? If you want to talk shit to me, come at me, bro. You know, don't try to fucking be sneaky about it.
Pete goes right at Ketchup Man. Let me ask you, Alex, did you make that last one up?
Yeah.
No, I 100% did it. That's true.
I think, how do I want to word this? It's dumb, and I don't want to do it.
Wow. Well, that is exactly what I think the industrious Ketchup Man is referencing. Mm-hmm. You think you're too good for it.
I don't think I'm too good for it. I just don't want to be associated. Too smart for it? I don't want to be associated with it, you know what I mean?
Bad news, bro. You're associated with it.
folks, thank you so much for writing in with all your questions. Yes, Pete is actually always very excited when somebody writes in, so no insult to you or your name, which is, I want to say, the fourth or fifth best condiment.
Oh,
thank you, everybody, for writing.
Shots with an unnecessary shot.
Wow, I'm sorry. Ketchup sucks. It sucks. I mean, like
I agree. I don't like ketchup.
What? What do you guys put on fries?
I don't know. Like a nice aioli. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we're high-end motherfuckers, Pete. Yeah, we're getting a Tuscan aioli flown in from Florence. And we're dipping our little pommes frites into that shit all day long.
Zalbin, when you eat fries, do you put your pinky out, you know?
I put all my fingers out. The fries just hover into my mouth like two little babies over a fire.
Thank you all for writing. Thank you, Ed, for writing in. Thank you for listening to this bonus special mid-break episode of Riverdale After Dark. As we talked about with the finale, we'll try to do a couple more of these as we lead up to January as more news breaks and other things, because we love talking about the show ever so much. If you would like to hang out and talk about Riverdale, though, we have a live show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to Crowdcast and YouTube. You can follow us socially at Riverdale Dark on Twitter, at Riverdale After on Instagram, or Riverdale After Dark on Facebook, iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, or the app of your choice. To subscribe and listen to the show, comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. And we'll see you after dark.
Back to the darkness. Join us, Pete. All you have to do is make your voice just a little gravelly.
Come on, Pete. You can do it. An outro, if not an intro.
It's not
Come
an intro.
Pete.
You're all part of the outro.
Do it for Ketchup Man.
I like mustard.
Aw.